This is part of a series of recollections, memories, stories about Tiger Bay, Cardiff Docks, Bute Town, that area that has generated so much wealth and culture for Cardiff and Wales. Firstly, let us say thank you here from HDA for the contribution of Heritage Lottery Wales that's enabled us to undertake this short project. Let's stop for a moment and think about horse racing, which you may think has nothing to do with the docks. Well, in horse racing, bloodlines are everything. A good bloodline can make a horse worth millions. Research in 2005 showed that virtually all 500,000 of the world's thoroughbred racehorses are descended from 28 ancestors born in the 18th and 19th centuries. And up to 95% of male thoroughbreds can be traced back to just one stallion. That was the Darley Arabian, born in 1700. So in horse racing, just three stallions are said to be the founding fathers of all modern day thoroughbred bloodlines. The first was Byerly Turk, followed by Darley Arabian and Godolphin Arabian. All three were imported into Britain. What does it have to do with Tiger Bay? Well, Tiger Bay does not have an Arabian desert, but it certainly has enough people from Arab countries, Yemen, Sudan, Djibouti, etc. But it has sporting bloodlines that have made Welsh history, driven Welsh pride, and made crowds sing the names of those black, mixed race descendants of the Bay. Not just black, let me be clear, and not just mixed race. Consider a Jamaican man born in 1876 who got on board a merchant ship and ended up in Cardiff Docks. His name was Uriah Erskine. He settled in Cardiff and had children. Two of his grandsons were the boxer, Joe Erskine, who won the British heavyweight title in 1956 in the Mandy Stadium in Cardiff. Then he won the British Empire Commonwealth title in 1967, beating Henry Cooper. Another of Uriah's grandsons was Johnny Freeman. Because of racism in rugby union in Wales, Johnny was to change codes from rugby union and play rugby league for Halifax, and he still holds the record for the highest number of tries scored in a single season for Halifax, 48 tries in 1956-1957. He represented Wales. Now, both Joe Erskine and Johnny Freeman were born in 1934. Both were born in Tiger Bay, Bute Town, and both have family still living locally. Or maybe bloodlines can be measured by the school you went to. South Church Street School, for example, the school of Bute Town, has a long list of sporting icons that studied there, such as Colin Dixon, Bute Town boy that ended up playing for Halifax alongside Johnny Freeman. Colin was his captain. He also played for Salford and Hull Kingston Rovers and Wales. Also, William John Boston from 7 Angelina Street, four doors from Joe Erskine in number 11, also born in 1934. He went to South Church Street School. He played rugby league for Wigan, Blackpool and Great Britain. He scored a record 478 tries for Wigan. It is said that he went north in part because he wanted to play for Cardiff Rugby Football Club and knew in the end no black player was going to play for them. And then there was Gus Risman, born in Sophia Street. Went to South Church Street School before moving to Barry. He played for Workington and Great Britain, and has a street named after him in Salford and Workington. Now, Gus had two sons who went into rugby league. Bev, who was an England and British Lion international, and John, former Workington player and Welsh international. Johnny Freeman, Joe Erskine, Dennis Brown, the Wales Rugby League international, and many others went to South Church Street. These are Bute Town names, Tiger Bay names, and there are many others with family links to Bute Town, to the Bay, such as Lewis Rhys Zammit. The fact of the matter is, it's a small place. A place with a big heart, but hard-working, working-class people who also made a massive contribution to Wales. Through sport, certainly, but also through many, many other endeavours. So, if bloodlines are relevant in horse racing, why aren't they recognised in terms of people and their contribution to the country they became citizens of?